Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. This is, of course, one of the last ones we're going to do. I don't know which order these are all going to go up, but this is the last one I'm doing tonight. Well, for these ones, I've got other stuff you'll be seeing. But, Summer Scent is basically the first one we've encountered that actually told me it had disturbing and violent scenes as well as bad ends. Now, a lot of you would be like, is this going to be like Dead and Igus? Is this going to be like Maggot Bates? Is this going to be like Euphoria? Is this going to be like... I don't know. But I will say that would be the first time I've ever encountered that kind of material in an AVN. So, oh, by the way, when I bought the game, it was also warned that there were those scenes. I don't know what they are. I haven't looked ahead, but we're going to play this and just see what we get. Summer Scent is a branching story that your decisions and actions will shape. Through a combination of key choices and affinity points, you will influence the narrative and decide a path for you to walk. Your choices will have consequences, good or bad, pleasurable or nefarious, wholesome or destructive. There are 18 different paths for you to explore. Save often. Okay. The Lighthouse Mode. The game has always been designed to be played blind, but if you need it, the Lighthouse Mode is here to help you. It will light your way through the different choices that won't help you gather affinity, but won't help you gather affinity points. You will still have to explore the story and maybe discover some hidden bonuses and achievements. Okay. You can enable the Lighthouse Mode in the preference menu. The inklings will display information about general choice requirements and content. The beacons will light up the key choices for a selected path. Oh, by the way, this game is, I believe, completely finished. So, yeah. Jack is the narrator and protagonist. The story is told from his point of view and filtered by his understanding of the situation. He's a slightly egocentric average 18-year-old guy on the smart side, but not as much as he would like to think. Socially irrelevant, he thinks that most of the people out there are idiots. He likes cars, mechanics, video games, and K-pop for some reason. Some of it's okay. His favorite movie is Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I haven't seen it, but I've got it. His favorite band is Blackpink. Huh. He has no experience with girls. This game is not for the faint of heart. You have been warned. We've seen hell, folks. How bad can it be? Then it's just like,
oh! Oh, I was watching some on YouTube the other day. It's AI's idea of hell.
Oh, really? What? You gotta send that to me.
I have to look it up. All you gotta do is like AI's view of hell, and it'll probably pop up. It was like a random video. It popped up on my list.
Shit.
Because I got it on.
They're gonna start making. Damn. Better have people running the churches. This is me relaxing by the pool. My name is Grimm, 18 years old, freshly done with high school. I'm free and enjoying the scorching hot sun to the better of my abilities. Summer is starting with a heat wave, but aside from that, I have a feeling it's going to be great. I just have to survive this first week. My parents have just departed. Some symposium thing for my dad, my mom tagging along. I like to say that they put me in charge of the house, and the truth is I have to share the mantle of responsibility with her. This is Eve. We're not related by blood, but she's my sister.
Stepsister.
Our families were neighbors and close friends. Close enough for us to grow up together. We went to the same school, the same classes, spent our vacation and holidays together. We were 6 years old when her parents died in a stupid car accident. Without any family left, she was alone.
Oh, he's gonna kill her.
Taking her in was a no-brainer. She was already a
bitch, your parents are dead.
She was already a part of the family anyway. Murdered before she even gets a chance to appear. Yeah. Mom and Dad have been talking about legally adopting her for a few years now. And we're just waiting for her to be of age to make that kind of decision. I guess it's going to happen soon. Just a bunch of words on a piece of paper. Okay. It's been so long anyway that she calls us Mom, Dad, and Moron. All of Mom, Dad, and Moron. So yeah, she's my sister. I'm not sure how I feel about that. According to most people, I'm an asshole. But really, I'm the good guy here. On the other hand, Eve is the real bitch. She was a nice girl until about 3 years ago. That's when she started messing around with crystal meth and...
Who, her?
Nah, it's like, that ain't no crystal meth.
I guarantee you, I was looking at those earlier today.
I know.
Pieces of meth.
It's not even on the internet.
Some
you can
of
see...
them, I was like, I've seen worse. And that, then if they weren't on crystal meth, then you really feel bad. Like, well, you look worse than someone
somebody
I saw
meth.
On crystal meth
yeah.
the other day.
Then out of no God, what a horrible...
They had face sores. They started to look like Wade Wilson, but...
Oh, man. Then out of nowhere, she transformed into some kind of drunken slut. Oh, that happens. The school headmaster
the problem here?
Even called my parents 3 or 4 times to complain about her behavior. She denied it at first and then quickly just didn't give a fuck. Since then, every other month, we get calls about her attitude. How she sucks dicks in restrooms. Or worse, how she's been day drinking in plain sight. How she cheated on a particular test and more. The list has no end. A few weeks ago, she damaged Mom's car while coming back drunk from a party. It's a miracle that she never had to deal with the cops. I'm not sure that would even teach her any lesson. She doesn't give a shit about what people say. How many guys have played with these breasts? That ass! And that's actually the wrong plural.
Well,
he should
little,
say, how many guys have played with those breasts or that ass?
You kind of had an Al Pacino thing. Those breasts! That ass!
How many drilled that
beautiful.
Pussy? Dozens?
Ones, small ones. Hershey kisses.
That slut disgusts me. And to make things even better, she hates me. She has no consideration for me whatsoever. She calls me perv or moron, depending on her mood. It's hard not to return all these nice feelings. When we were younger, our relationship was so different. We were close, like partners in crime, doing everything together, sharing every moment. And then we grew up, and she became a cunt. Hey, princess. My dad took the habit of calling her princess when she was still a cute little girl. Even if she doesn't really behave anything like a princess. Look at her face. A bit dodgy, she avoids eye contact. She wants to ask for something. She's gonna kill him. So, I invited a friend to spend the week with us. She should be here in a half an hour or so. A friend? As if she had more than one. Let me guess, Cassie? Is Mom okay with it? I haven't told her yet, but I'm sure there won't be any problem, right? This isn't even sarcasm. Cassie is Eve's best friend and only friend, and Mom actually loves her. She always welcomes her, hoping she'll be a positive influence on our princess. But there's something else. She's embarrassed to have to ask me. And annoyed. We don't have anything to drink, so I wondered if you could... She has no shame. She's asking me to go buy her booze or something. I must be dreaming. Oh yeah, sure. You know what? I was just thinking about it. Why wouldn't I hop by the store to spend my own hard-earned money on a few bottles of booze for my drunkard of a sister? I think I'm gonna do just that. Come on, Grim. You know the guy, and I never said I needed booze. Maybe a few beers or a bottle of wine. Yeah, it's still a bit early for a gallon of vodka. What the fuck, princess? Can't you drink juice or soda? I don't know. Water? I'm pretty sure Cassie can live without alcohol in the afternoon. Oh, God, no. Excuse me. Oh, God, no need to be such an asshole. Just say no and that's the end of it. I didn't intend to drink this afternoon, you moron. It was for the evening. And there's no more fucking soda, dumbass. She turns and walks away from me. Fuck you. We'll manage something. We don't need you. Neither your help nor your money. Yeah, you'll find a way, right? May I remind you of the rules? Dad's reserve is off limits, as is Mom's car. And you have to study for summer school. I graduated. She failed. Our summers are going to be very different. And that swimsuit doesn't suit your ass. She flees towards the house with an angry stomp. As if I was going to run her errands and pay for her debauchery. She won't learn anything if I agree. I'll look like an idiot and she'll still be the same bitch to me. She has some nerves. I think guys are going to see some red pill in this. I have some money because I work my ass off in a garage every weekend this year. In the meantime, she was spending her time doing whatever she wanted. She deserves this. Fuck. If I help her, I get nothing but disdain. If I refuse, I feel like I'm the asshole she thinks I am. Nah. Either way, I'll be angry with her and myself. Cassie is coming, though. I'm pretty sure she'll enjoy it. Fuck. She ruined my mood with her bullshit. She won't let it go easily. She's gonna pull some first-class bullshit. I can feel it. That's her special talent. Mom told me not to be too hard on her, but there's only so much I can take. I better go check on her. She's probably already about to fuck up something. Of course, I find her rummaging around in Dad's bottles. That was predictable. Not only is she a slut, but she's also dumb as fuck on top of that. You cannot be serious. Fuck you. Do you imagine they won't notice you drank their booze? It's okay, I'll replace the empty bottles before they come back. They won't notice, unless you betray me.
Won't have to.
They will discover it without my help. She looks at me with suspicion. She can't be that stupid. Come on, look at what you're doing. If you intend to replace the bottles, don't choose expensive ones. You'll never find anything to replace this 18-year-old whiskey nor this French wine. He is right about that.
Yep.
Vodka will be easy to replace, and it's cheap. She glances at the bottles with a mix of surprise and confusion. Thank you for the advice. It's still a dumb idea. Well, anyway, your choice, your responsibility. Have fun, princess. Walling on the sofa, the air conditioning refreshingly blowing at me, a good TV series on screen, that's a pretty good way to escape reality. Oh, that's what you're watching.
Look like Hustler.
Cassie arrived. It does.
She's like, pay on me. Oh, that's the good part. Ooh.
Cassie arrived a few minutes ago. I didn't bother welcoming her into the house. Eve took care of it. I'm sure the girl knows the drill. I ended up watching a TV show with the main character banging his own aunt without knowing they were relatives. Let's be honest. If I had an aunt as young and sexy as this one willing to be fucked, I probably would have banged her even if I'd known. Yeah, no doubt I would have. The girl is hot. Incest is pretty trendy since this TV show started. Not sure how to feel about that. Shit, it's pretty intense for a TV show. Hello, Grim. She startles me a little, and I hurry to turn off the TV. The shagging was essentially over, but I can't help but feel a bit of guilt and shame. I'm not sure why. Hello, Cassie. Wow, I like what I see. This girl's her own kind of weird. She met Eve 3 years ago when she arrived at our school. Oh, she blinks. And she stuck with her son. Excuse me, it's her son. Woo. We're really rushing this, aren't we? She met Eve 3 years ago when she arrived at our school, and she stuck with her since then. For a time, there was some nasty rumors about her, too. Most of them say she's as slutty as Eve. That was to be expected given her friendship with an authentic whore. However, it was obviously just a load of crap. No one believed it, and it faded away as fast as it appeared. You just have to look at her to understand she's not that kind of girl. Nothing can stain her. There's something strange and mesmerizing about Cassie. Her attitude as well as her appearance. She looks fresh and innocent. Her face is almost childish, as if she'd just come out of a childhood. Which isn't completely false. We're barely 18 years old, after all. But the contrast with her voluptuous body is simply striking. And then there's the way she behaves. Mischievous and playful, but always composed and well-mannered. She always smiles, happy to live, enjoying the moment. She is bright and seducing, but in the meantime, there's a distance between her and you. That weird feeling that you don't belong to the same world. That she is way out of your league. That you'll never be up to the task. That you're simply not worthy. And yet, she seems to constantly flirt with everyone. I don't know if she does that intentionally. Maybe it's not even flirting. But the way she talks to you, she always seems to be genuinely interested in you. Even with small talk, she will listen to you as if you really mattered to her. Always kind and polite, she always sounds like your well-being and yourself are important to her. It's innocent and comforting. Everyone falls for her. Everyone has a crush on her. It's like she's not letting you have any other choice. I can't even count how many guys asked her out. As far as I know, she rejected all of them. I don't think she's doing it on purpose, but the way she smiles at you, it's bewitching. I'm obviously no different than the other guys, but I was smart enough not to ask her out. It would have been stupid, useless, and painful. I've ridiculed myself enough with the other girls I asked out. She is beautiful. Look at that smile. That's what I'm talking about. I have to stop looking at her. She'll drive me crazy. Wait, is she talking to me? Shit, she's talking to me. How long have I been spacing out? How much of this discussion did I miss? And I just wanted to say hello. Hello then, I hope you're doing fine. I'm doing my best to survive the heat. I hope you don't mind my presence here. Not at all. You're always welcome, Cassie. You're at home here. Stay as long as you want. You should not tempt me, dear, or I might very well take you up on your kind offer. I'm sure it'd be delightful. I wouldn't mind having that ass around, that's for sure. She lets out a cute and crystalline giggle. Thank you, Grim. I'll keep that in mind. I should hurry. Eve awaits me by the pool. Will you be joining us? I don't know. I wouldn't want to spoil your fun. Surely we can all get along. Eve would like that. Kind of doubt it. Maybe later. I'll try to be good company. I'm counting on you, Grim. The more the merrier, isn't it? Oh, by the way, what do you think of my new swimsuit? Your sister says it suits me, but I'm slightly worried that it could be a little too much. What should I say? It sure fits her well, but with an ass like that, so would everything. Is she worried that it could be too revealing? I don't think it is.
Looks great.
Oh, you can't say you're superb. And the bikini, and the bikini looks good on you. Or great on you, rather. Oh, you look great in it? I'm not sure how I'm supposed to say it. Anyway, you look fantastic. No need to worry. Fantastic? This is superlative territory, Grim. Thank you for the compliment. It's well deserved. You're going to have me blush, Grim. And a lady cannot afford to blush in public. Therefore, I would thank you for the compliment and run to your sister to hide.
I'd never heard that.
She fished for that compliment and now she's embarrassed? What did she expect me to say? See you later, then. See you later, Grim. She turns away and leaves the room, running on tiptoes. That girl's definitely a weirdo. But God, that ass of hers. Later. The afternoon gently flows. The girls enjoy the pool, and I'm about to fire up my laptop to play some Call of Shooty.
Call of Shooting?
Yeah, Shooty. Yeah, it's not the first time they've used that in these games.
Yeah.
My cell's ringtone changes my immediate plans. It's Steve. That dude is my best friend. Probably only true friend. Let's try that one again. That dude is my best and probably only true friend. He's a bit on the crazy side, too. He makes me laugh. I usually spend most of my time with him. He's currently a few hundred kilometers from here, away on vacation and on some paradise beach with his parents. Kilometers, huh? Kilometers. Ah, we're using... Well, I mean, they considered sex shagging, so I think this is a UK-based novel. Hey, Steve. Hey, dude. What's up by the ocean? Dude, it's crazy. You should see it. Asses and tits everywhere. Girls here barely wear anything. It's called swimsuits, I guess. Yeah, but some are so tiny that their very existence is barely enough to deserve a name. Sounds like you're enjoying yourself there. You have no idea. I've been here for 3 days, and I already got to third base with a nice girl I met on the beach. And tonight's going to be even hotter. We're going to take a midnight swim. I guess we're not talking about love here, or you do know that your right hand is not a real girl, do you?
Either one's interesting. I think the bottom one's a little more smart-assy. Or smart-alec.
Love? Yeah, never mind. You're romantic. Girls aren't into that kind of thing anymore. Let's try this one, then. Believe it or not, tonight I'm going to shag some nice pussy. That lady sure is lucky, and so am I. She's a beauty, an 11, maybe even a 12. But you know what? I kind of want to go with the first one, and the reason why is I like what he says. Love? Yeah, never mind. You're romantic. Girls aren't into that kind of thing anymore. If you say so, what are they into then? They just want to have fun. Be fun. I can do that. Fun is my middle name. Yeah, right. Don't worry. I'll give you a detailed report tomorrow. Just a brief summary will be enough. You'll beg me to tell you. Kind of doubt it. We'll see. Anyway, how you holding up back there? Are your parents already gone for the symposium thing? Yup, they departed this morning. That's a shame. If I wasn't away, we could have set up some crazy party by your pool. I'm not sure I would have agreed with that kind of project. That's because you're the shy one. More like the responsible one. So what? You just stay alone and do nothing? What's Eve doing? Right now, she's laying by the pool with her friend. She invited Cassie for the week. Why does it have... Why is that... Like, that's weird to have in the living room.
20 years head start.
She invited Cassie for the week. What? Cassie is at your place right now? Yep, I'm looking at them right this instant. Dude, I envy you. You're going to spend the whole week with them. Your summer could turn out more interesting than mine. What are you talking about? You telling me that you're going to let this week pass without trying anything? What do you want me to do? Come on, stop playing dumb. Do I have to draw you a picture? Take your chance with one or the other or both. At least try something. It's a matter of honor. Are you insane? Eva's my sister and Cassie. Well, it's Cassie. I don't have the slightest chance with her. No one has. There's nothing to try aside from drowning myself in shame, disgust, and humiliation. You're the one that's insane. Who cares about that kind of thing nowadays? Eva's so hot, I'd sell my soul for a round with her. Hey, we're talking about my sister here. Yeah, it only makes it hotter. You are disgusting. You would fuck your own sister? Why not, if she's hot and willing? I don't know, man. It's gross. It's two people having sex. There's nothing gross about that. You neither be marrying nor having babies unless you're stupid. It's just sex. I think you're missing the point here. No, I'm not. You are. Think about it, dude. Eve and Cassie. They're so close that they're like a walking potential threesome. Oh my god. Don't put these ideas into my head, please. I don't want to think about that when I have time to... I'll have time to talk to them later. Come on, Grim. Dare to dream. Cassie and you probably won't go to the same college next year, so if there's humiliation, it will not survive the summer. You don't have any valid reason not to try anything. You're crazy. Dude, it's your duty as a man. I'm counting on you. Be proud, be strong, and show those sweet pussies who's the boss of that house. Do we live in the same world? I feel that we do not abide by the same rules or suffer the same consequences. We are young, in the middle of a hormonal storm going on 24/7. Fuck everyone, fuck everywhere, fuck as much as you can and enjoy every moment of it. Rules and consequences are for later when you get old. Dude, a few days ago you hadn't even touched a girl and now you're talking like some batshit crazy philosopher over after some weird sexual epiphany. Are you high or something? You only live once. Once. That's funny. You only live once. You should YOLO everything. Okay, I'll make sure to think about it. Good. I have to go. I'll call you in a couple days. You better have made some progress. YOLO. YOLO. Holy mother of God, that crazy bastard. I can't believe it. A walking potential threesome. Ah, shit. I better forget about that or I won't be able to look them in the eyes. Okay. And that... Oh, 30 minutes later. And that is where we're going to end it for now. Okay, so this one... It's a little more dialogue heavy, and I want to know where it goes, and especially since things can end real bad.
Yeah.
Like, real, real bad. I'm kind of curious.
Is it on itch?
Yeah. Everything we've played is on itch.io.
Okay. Just wondering.
So, yeah. You got to pay for it, though. There's also another game a Mr. Moon Me promoted, but I wasn't going to pay for it yet. I'll pay for it, like, later. But it's... on episode 3, and problem is, they asked him, they said, how many episodes are you going to do? He said 18. I'm like, holy shit, you're just on episode 3 and you're planning 18 episodes? This shit will never get done. That seems to be a plan for some devs, though, where they can just go on and on and on.
Well, they just keep it going, yeah.
Alright, but at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for... Grimm's Uncanny Valley with, whatever the fuck, what was the name of this one? I don't know.
Hentai game?
No, I can't remember the name of this one. It'll be in the name of the thing. Let's go to the main menu. How about that? It'll tell me. Somerset. So this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Summer Scent, and you can pick it up. See, there's a little Patreon and Subscribestar there, too. Also, you can support me on Patreon and Subscribestar. Just, you know, heads up, want to. It's whatever. Support them, support me, support both of us. You know, like the guy said, you can do her or both. You can support me, the dev, or both of us. You know, you got the choice. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. I'll see you next time.